2 Corinthians 1 and 20, for all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him amen, to the glory of God through us. Yesterday I talked to you about breakthrough to the promise. Today I want to talk to you about barriers in our lives that keep us from the promise. There are some things in our lives that keep us from there, and we need to find out what they are. We need to confront them, and we need to take care of them. Joshua, the 7th chapter, talks about how then God began to move in their lives after Jericho was defeated. God was bringing them down, and they came to a place called Ai. And in the 4th verse, so about 3,000 men went up there from the people, but they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai struck down about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate of, as far as Sabirim, and struck them down on the descent. Therefore, the hearts of the people melted and became like water. Here, after they had won this great battle in Jericho, after God had done miracles in Jericho, here they find that they are losing a battle to a small country named Ai, a small city named Ai. And it was so small that when Joshua inquired about it, they said, we don't need to send everybody. We just need to send a small group down there because this is going to be no problem. But when they went down there, the Bible said that they were defeated and they were chased. And they were chased as far as Shabirim. They were chased out. And it melted the hearts of the people. They begin to not understand, okay, God, why did you bring us this far for us to fail? But it wasn't God's fault. It was something happening in the children of Israel. Let's go back. God said, when you defeat Jericho, he said, I want you to go in. I want you to kill everybody. I want you to destroy everything. It was only Rahab's house and Rahab's home and Rahab and her family that was in her house that was to be saved because she kept the spies safe and God gave her promise. Everything else was to be defeated. And not only that, but God said, I want you to take all the silver, all the gold, all the precious things, and they shall be holy unto me. He said, don't you touch them, for when you touch them, they shall become accursed, and it shall bring a curse to the children of Israel. And as they were going in and they were doing it, there was a man named Achan. Achan went in and he saw that some of the gold and the silver, and there was a Babylonian garment, and he desired them and he coveted and he took them. He took them back and hid them under the tent. After this great victory, they're looking at this small land and they're saying, this next battle is nothing. We can do this. We can make it happen. So they didn't take many soldiers with them. And they went down, and when they went down, they found out they were defeated. Something happened. They were defeated. A barrier was thrown up before them. They could not break through to get the promise over this enemy. And what happened was the people's hearts began to melt. Joshua went and talked to the Lord. He said, God, maybe we should have stayed on the other side of the Jordan. First of all, let me tell you, don't never think that you should stay in the wilderness because you have a battle in the promise. Because the same God that brought down Jericho will take care of Ai if we are doing right and the barriers in our life are removed or destroyed. We've got to let God do it. So then Joshua said, Lord, what's the problem? And God revealed to Joshua that somebody took the cursed thing. Sometimes we need God to reveal in us what our problem is. Is it unforgiveness? Are we moving in rebellion? Are we not doing what God wants us to do? What is it in our lives that is causing us not to move forward? Pastors, if you're listening today, let me tell you something. There's rebellion in the church. There's some people rebelling against your authority and your ministry. They're holding you down, and we need to allow God to remove it out of our church and not let them control us or defeat us and bring us down anymore. So here we see that God revealed the barrier. And now, after God revealed it, Joshua confronted. We need to confront it. We need to say, hold on a minute. God has got greater things for me. I don't need to allow unforgiveness. I don't need to allow my past hurts, my past problems to be a barrier for me. I'm not going to allow the devil to keep me from receiving all the promises of God that God has for me. Not just a part of them, but all of them. So Joshua Samuel confronted, and Achan came forth. The name Achan literally means one who troubles. But Achan came from Judah, which means praised. While Achan should have been that which was praising God, he became that which troubled. Sometimes our lives should be praising God, but it comes to that which troubles. You see, the devil wants us to live in trouble. The devil wants us to live in problems because he don't want our life to be a witness, it to be a praise to him. He don't want our neighbors to see us blessed, but God wants to bless us so that people see us and know that we're his children. I read a story about a king who wanted to do something wonderful, so he went out and he adopted 5 orphan peasants. These orphan peasants were used to eating the crumbs that fell under the table. They were used to just sleeping where they could and not having much. But he adopted them, took them in, and said, "Now you are my children. Now I want you to have everything here." And 4 of them couldn't handle it. One of them went into his bedroom and saw his bed. He looked and saw his clothes, and he went and took off the rags of his past. He cleaned himself up, and he put on one of the beautiful garments that belonged to one of the children of the king. And when they came to the dinner table, 4 of them climbed under the table to get the scraps, because that's what they were used to. But the other one came and sat at the table and said, "Wait a minute, I'm no longer what I used to be. I'm a child of the king, and therefore I'm going to eat and dress what God has for me." The other ones had barriers in their lives that would keep them from having the promises that the king brought to them by adopting them. Listen to me. We have been adopted into the family of God that we could call him Abba Father or Daddy Father. We receive the spirit of adoption. We've been given the power of God to become sons of God, and if sons of God, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. God wants us to have the blessings, but sometimes there are barriers in our lives that are keeping us from getting to the promise. Joshua said, "Look what you've done. You've cursed us. Get those things out." And the Bible said when they brought them out, they turned around and made them holy unto the Lord. Sometimes we need to turn around and make things right. Sometimes we need to call somebody and say, "Listen, I need to tell you that I need to forgive you." Sometimes we need to release that, and God will do a miracle in our life and tear down the barriers that are keeping us from the promise. Don't move in rebellion, but move in faith and let God do a work in our lives. The devil wants to hold you back and put barriers up in your lives. So Joshua then took Achan out and his family and killed them, done away with them. Once again, I'm talking about killing things. You cannot just put it away. You cannot just hide it. You got to kill it. You got to let it have life no more. It cannot have life anymore. It's got to be dead, because as long as it has life, it will come back. As long as it lives, it will come back. You've got to kill it. When you kill it, then you've got to bury it. You've got to put it away, never to go back to it. Don't even put a tombstone up to it. Just let it die. Let it be gone. Don't let it hold you down anymore, because God wants you to walk in the promises. He don't want you to be under that barrier. He wants a breakthrough in your life that God can bless you and God can touch you and God can do a work in your life, because we are his children and he wants us blessed. And listen to me, if God can take care of Jericho, he can take care of Achan. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. God wants you healed. Listen to me. If God can heal cancer, arthritis is nothing to him. If God did it then, he can do it again. But what we've got to do is confront. We've got to have God reveal to us, confront to us, God, what is holding us back? What is holding us back from your promise? What is the barrier that's holding us? And we need to destroy the barrier. We need to move it out. We need to get it out of our lives. What is amazing here is when God told them, he said, "Listen, Jericho, I want all the gold, all the silver, all the precious things shall be holy unto me. You shall bring it into the tabernacle. It shall belong to me. If you touch it, it's a cursed thing." But then from then on out, every city that they took, they received the spoils of the land. Listen, God's got great things for you if we just do things right. If we walk in rebellion, we can't get the promises of God that are for us. And God is saying to you, all the spoils of the land belong to you if you will walk in obedience and you will not allow barriers to come up in our lives. And we need to confront it. We need to get Achan out of our lives. We need to confront it. We need to be honest with God, honest with ourselves, and we need to allow God to do a work in our life that God can bless us. Sometimes we need God to move. Sometimes we need God to touch. I heard a story about an evangelist that went and preached at a church, and there was a lady there, and she would come to church, but she would sit in the back. She would never get involved. She would never talk. She would come in late and leave early, and she would just sit, and she had such a frown on her face. She looked so miserable, and how can you be a children of God and look miserable and have a miserable look on your life? And one night the evangelist was preaching. He said, whom the Son has set free is free indeed. He said, you've been forgiven and your sins have been washed away. You're forgiven. You've been justified. Just if I'd never done it. And something happened. A joy went over her face, and she began to praise and worship God and glorify God. They never seen her act like this. She had so much joy in her life. The next day, the pastor and the evangelist went to her home and went in, and she was still living in that joy. She was singing and rejoicing and praising God and glorifying God in a joy. And they said to her, sis, what happened? What took place? What happened? And she said, last night I realized I was free. She said, because you see, once I went to a church and I was a piano player in a church and I got a crush on the pastor and I put things in motion so that I could get that pastor, and we had an affair and I lost my marriage and he lost his marriage and lost the ministry and the church was destroyed over it. And she said, and I've asked God to forgive me, but I never thought he would. I never thought he could forgive me for the things that I did. But last night I realized that I've been forgiven. I realized that my sins were washed away. I realized that I could have the joy of the Lord. And God at that moment set me free from a barrier that held me back from living in the promise. God wants to remove that barrier, whether it's something someone done to you or something you've done or something in your life. God wants to remove that barrier so that you could live in the promise. God wants to take it out. God wants to confront it. God wants to reveal it. And God wants to remove it. I want to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask God that you would reveal, God, that you would confront things in our life that keep us from the promise. Lord, that we could live in the promise in 2008. We could have your promises. By your stripes we are healed. You shall supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. And us and our family shall be saved in the name of Jesus Christ.